It is the second time in 24 hours that the condemned man, Michael Morales, has been spared, not by the actions of the courts or by the governor, but by doctors. Morales, convicted of killing a 17-year-old girl 25 years ago, had been due to be executed by lethal injection on Monday night. Two anaesthetists were on hand after lawyers for Morales successfully argued that the cocktail of drugs involved might cause him cruel or unusual punishment, something banned by the American Constitution. But when it came to it, the two experts backed out, arguing that if Morales came round or suffered pain, they'd be legally forced to intervene, something that was ethically unacceptable for them. Then on Tuesday night, it was decided to press ahead with the execution using a massive dose of barbiturates that didn't require the presence of the two experts. The prison authorities say they couldn't find a doctor or a nurse to administer the drug, so it was cancelled. Morales is now back on death row whilst a review of lethal injections takes place.